What is up? Welcome back, ladies. I have a very, very special episode to share with you today. This is actually a recording that I did of a live interview where I was featured with fellow love and relationship coach Helena Hart, where she's going to be interviewing me about how to really unlock his heart and bring him closer for love. So today is going to be something you are not going to want to miss out on. It's a juicy episode. We've got about an hour of us just diving into all the nitty-gritty details and juicy topics of love and bringing him closer. So definitely give yourself some time for this one and put away all distractions because it's going to be a good one. Let's jump right into it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my live stream with Teal Elizabeth on how to unlock a man's heart so he really falls for you and how to bring that man closer than ever. For those of you who aren't familiar with Teal, she's amazing. She's my friend and fellow love and relationship coach who helps women connect with their femininity so they can create the love and relationship they want in their life. So I'm just checking to make sure everything's working. Looks like everything's good. Teal, welcome. And thank you so much for being here with me today.
Oh, hello. Welcome. Good to be here.
This is such an important topic. It's, you know, one of the number one questions I get from women is how to really reach a man's heart. Something I always say is the way to connect to a man's heart is always through your own heart first. So I would love to hear your take on all of this. But before we get into exactly how to do this, I wanted to ask you, what are some of the like most common struggles or challenges you see women facing when it comes to this topic of really, unlocking a man's heart and bringing him closer?
Yes. Thank you, Helena. I am so glad we're talking about this topic. And to all of you ladies, I just want to let you know that you are not alone. If this is something you're struggling with or you're feeling right now, it's okay. It's okay. Just know that this is completely fixable and completely shiftable. But a lot of times we're just not really taught the tools and techniques of how to do this. And especially a lot of us, myself included in many ways, I just wasn't really conditioned in the right way to really know how to express my heart in a way that I could feel safe and not come off as weak. So if this is something that you're struggling with, it's okay. But yeah, the biggest thing I see that women really struggle with when really trying to connect to a man's heart is the fact that we are, like you said, Helena, we're struggling with having a connection to really our own heart. And it's something I've been really noticing specifically and why I'm so passionate about doing this work is that especially in this day and age, we as women, especially us driven, ambitious, just hustler, boss babe women, we are taught and we've been trained from a young age to lean in and be like men and show up and prove to the world, we don't need a man. We're not weak. You know, we can play like the boys. We can be tough. And so it naturally just when we apply that to relationships, it shows up in a way of we're strong, we don't need to show our hearts, we can take care of ourselves. And it's like a block. It's a block to men and they can't feel your heart. So that's really what the main struggle is at this point.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, something I was kind of taught, maybe even just like on a subconscious level growing up is like, don't depend on a man, like be independent. I mean, those are all fantastic things. But yeah, I had a really hard time with this too, like connecting to my own feminine energy, my own emotions. I was always kind of up in my head trying to create some connection. Like if I say this thing, I'm trying to stir something into creation, coming from like a masculine energy, results oriented place, which like we always say, works great in other areas of your life, not so great in your love life, right? Teal, is this something that you hear from clients as well?
Yes, totally. It's like we almost don't know how to turn it off, right? And it makes sense. If we've never really tapped into this whole other essence of who we are, we only know how to show up in one way. But the way men are seeing it, it's a very masculine energy. It's this energy of, let me prove to you how great I am, versus just embodying that essence of, I am a beautiful goddess and you would just be so, so lucky to have me in your presence. It's a very different shift in essence.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. So, okay. So I'm already feeling a theme emerging here. So it kind of all starts with yourself, right? Connecting with yourself, your own femininity, which I know you're a total expert at. Do you have any tips for women who are, you know, have struggles or challenges in this area because they are kind of stuck in their head? They don't know how to connect with their emotions or their own heart. Like what are some things they can do to start connecting with themselves so they can then connect with a man?
Yeah, yeah, this is really, really good. Well, the first thing, ladies, if you're noticing that you are in your head, well, it first comes with just noticing that you're in your head, right? So you may not even realize that you're doing this, that some of these things that would be showing that you are in your masculinity would be, first, not taking any time between activities. If you're going to meet up with a man for a date, or you're coming home to your man after work, just really like taking a second to pause before you move into that space with him. Because a lot of times we just go from one activity to the other, and you know, we have a million things in our mind, and we just bring all that right into the presence of the man. So if you're bringing all of your life and day-to-day interactions right into the next phase with the presence of him, that's a sign you're in your masculinity. If you're feeling just kind of nervous or anxious or not feeling like you can just relax, that's a sense that you're really still staying in your masculinity. If you're trying to really push this relationship forward, or you're trying to think through the next five steps of how this relationship could work and how it's going to look, and daydreaming about how he's going to respond in the near future, these are all signs that you're really being in your masculinity. So ways to just take a second to pause is really, number one is about just being aware, just starting to really notice. And I know, Helena, you have a ton of great videos about really recognizing when are you being in your masculinity and when are you not. Number two is take a second to just breathe, right? There's something really beautiful and magnetic and magical about taking a second to breathe. It helps you to connect into your body.
Absolutely. And I'm kind of laughing over here because we did this like right before we started. I'm like, I'm so back to back today. I haven't even had 5 seconds to get a glass of water. And you're like, let's just take a moment and breathe. So it's important. And I forget to do that sometimes. Like it can be so easy to do that. So yeah, for everyone watching, we have 140 or so people watching live already. So I feel like this is a topic that people really like need guidance with and help with. Like I know I certainly did. And we can all still get into this place where I feel it a lot of times where I'm like, I don't want to be vulnerable right now. I don't want to connect right now. I just want to kind of shut down, right? And we think that we're protecting ourselves by shutting down. But what I've really found is the way to like protect yourself most seriously is to be connected with your feminine energy, is to be open, like keeping your energy open. Because as a woman, when you do that, it's like your intuition kicks in, right? And you can really feel like, okay, is this a good situation for me? Or does something about this not feel good? And maybe do I need to take a step back here, right? Have you found that as well?
100%. It's like, I love what you're saying. It's like creating spaciousness for yourself to just observe what's happening versus being very reactive in the moment of what you're doing. And I remember specifically when I was first really learning about this principle of femininity, well, for a while, I didn't even know that this existed. Like I can't believe it. And now I teach on it. But when I really started to practice it, it felt really uncomfortable, but I had to make an actual intention to, before my man came over, to just breathe, take a second and recognize, okay, I'm going to connect into my heart and I'm going to allow myself to be open. No matter how scary that feels, I know that this is what I need to do. And it completely shifts the way that he shows up and the way he actually responds to you. The way that your man responds is a direct reflection of the way that you are showing up. And that's really, really powerful. And I want you to think about this, ladies, as you're imagining how you want to connect to your man. If you are seeing that your man is not opening up, he's not feeling safe to open up his heart, it really is a reflection on how he's feeling from you. And men really want and need to feel safe. I mean, just imagine, just think about it. They're with their buddies, they're with their men all day long. They spend time in this masculine energy all day long. And that has been an energy and a place where they know how to behave. And that's not somewhere that they feel safe to just share all their intimate feelings. And they've been conditioned to say that that's not a place where they do that. So when they come to you as a woman, as this beautiful, nurturing goddess, sweetheart, right? Not from a place of weakness, but from a place of strength, you are able to hold that space for him to just relax. Relax into his feelings and relax into his heart. And that's what they crave and that's what they're really looking for. But you have to feel comfortable to do that first.
That is beautiful, Teal. Oh my gosh. Yeah, something I always say is you have to feel safe within yourself in order for a man to ever feel safe to open up to you emotionally and confide in you. Men are kind of notorious for not wanting to be vulnerable and open up. So if you can be that one safe space that he wants to come towards when he's feeling inadequate or stressed out or just kind of like you know, burnt out from the outside world, it naturally like pushes, I don't want to say pushes him into relationship, and that he'll naturally and instinctively feel compelled to come towards you, right? So how would a woman feel safe within herself and create this environment where a man feels safe to come close, whether they're just dating or in a relationship?
What I really encourage with my clients is to really tap into what that vision of that woman looks like for yourself. Who is that woman that you get to tap into and become when he comes over, when you're in his presence? So when you're about to go and see him, who do you click into becoming, or what kind of hat do you put on to really embody this essence? And it can be different for everyone, but what are the qualities? And those qualities are often, having a strength within yourself, knowing who you are, standing in your worthiness, standing in your value, and knowing that this is about really just vulnerability is about strength and not about weakness. And so when you can really understand that and accept that within yourself, that vulnerability, even though we're taught that it can be seen as a weakness, it is actually our biggest strength. And I think that's the essence to connect into, is feeling comfortable to be vulnerable with yourself. And if you're not comfortable doing that right away, jumping into that with a man right away, practice it with little things. You know, start with some of your girlfriends that you're close with and just being a little bit more vulnerable with them, or with some family members, or even with your dog. You know, oh wow, I want to share some of my feelings with you, dog, you know, and just help practice. It's a heart muscle and it needs to be practiced. But as you do it more and more, you'll notice that it's actually a really beautiful thing. And it's the key to unlocking his heart.
I love that you mentioned vulnerability. It's something I talk about all the time, right? And that can be really difficult, I know. But once you try it and start to get some great results, you'll just feel that man starting to come closer. You have to often go first as a woman, right? You have to kind of drop into your heart and express some of your feelings first. That's how a man kind of knows on a subconscious level, like, oh, she feels safe with herself. She accepts her own feelings. She doesn't judge herself, even for some of these unpleasant things we might not want to share with others, right? That's how, I mean, you can tell a man all day long, like, oh, I accept you. I love you just how you are. But until a man sees that you accept yourself, right, that you love and embrace and accept all the parts of yourself, he's never going to truly believe that you're going to accept him. That's what I have certainly found. Teal, I mean, have you found that as well? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, beautiful. I love that. Yes, 100%, Helena. And I want to add on something to this too, because I think this is really important to recognize. And it's a big distinction, because I talk about this with my clients a lot, that there's a difference between expressing your feelings and being emotional. And I think a lot of times this idea of vulnerability and expressing your emotions gets really tied and lost into the confusion of, well, I don't want to just dump all my emotions on him, right? And this is, you're right, we do not want to dump all of our emotions on him. This is about communicating your feelings from a place of objectiveness, from a place of already processing them within yourself. And I think this goes back to your original question too, Helena, that it's when you're figuring out how do you actually get comfortable and safe with yourself, it's about really allowing yourself to process your emotions first before you communicate them to a man. Because that's the way where you let go of the charge of the emotion. Emotion really means energy in motion. And so we don't want to be communicating emotions. We want to be expressing feelings, if you understand that difference.
Ooh, I love that. I've never heard anyone really put it that way before. Yeah, it's so funny. Right before we started this, I was being interviewed like 5 minutes before we started, and the interviewer was not a relationship expert, so she wasn't like well-versed in some of those things. And she was like, oh, I thought men hated emotions. I thought they, and I'm like, yeah, that's a common misconception. Men don't like drama, right? That's for sure. They don't like this knee-jerk reaction, or I'm sharing my feelings because I'm trying to get you to do something, right? Having this expectation tied to it, or making him wrong, like, you made me feel this way and that's not okay, right? It's so it's the way you do it, which is so important. I love the way you put that. Do you mind if I just kind of say hi to everyone real quick and check for questions?
Totally. Hi, lady.
Yes, we have, let's see. Yeah, we have a lot of people watching live today. So hi, Adri, Katharina. If you guys have questions about this, please type them into the chat. Julia, Carmela, Teresa, Delma, there's so many. There's so many great comments in here too. I can't wait for you to see these. Katharina says, what does it mean when your boyfriend tells you you are the one? How are we supposed to react to that? And what does he mean by that? Teal, any thoughts on that? I would say that's a really positive thing. I mean, Teal, what do you think?
It is a beautiful positive thing. Congratulations. That's so exciting. I would also just recognize that, make sure that his actions are following his words. Because sometimes men can get really excited and they can get in their emotions, right? And they'll say things off the top of their head because they're feeling it. And it is genuine. But then sometimes they can freak out and go, oh God, wait, did I really say that? Am I really ready for that? Like, I don't know. And then they may pull back and they may have other things going on, you know, with their actions. So just make sure that their actions are aligned with their words. And if that's the case, then this is really a beautiful moment for you. Bask in that, soak in that. But remember that even though he is wanting to claim you as the one, he has not claimed you 100% until he's made that official commitment. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Teal and I have done videos together on this, like what to do if your relationship isn't moving forward towards commitment. Those are all in my channel if you guys want to check them out. But yeah, Teal's a total expert in all of that stuff. So I loved hearing your perspective on that. AJ says, always in my head, I'm worried he'll ditch me or ghost. Oh yeah. What a great, such a common situation. Teal, any tips for someone who's always in their head? They're worried the guy might just be, you know, out the door if they make the wrong move.
Yeah. Well, I think, Adriana, this goes exactly into what we're talking about all the feelings, all the emotions that get bottled up. And when we suppress those and we hold them down and not let them be processed out, then it can just bottle up and it can get us in our head to overanalyze and get anxious. So I would really recommend for you to take some time to journal and just write out some of these feelings and some of these worries and some of these concerns, and then just recognize, like, are these really true? Is this really what, I mean, are these fears any sort of reality based on what he's showing me, or is this all just in my head? But when you can journal or talk it out with a friend, I really like journaling because it just keeps you in your own heart space. That will really help you to just be able to get it out of your head and onto paper, and you can see it objectively for what it is.
Okay. Yeah. Great question, Teal. I mean, great answer, Teal. That was phenomenal. Tanu says, I love that, connecting through our own hearts first. Canada Gold says, as a man trying to figure out how to apply his masculine energy properly, you've taught me so much. Oh, wow. You're welcome. That is great to hear. We have another comment from a man who says he wants to reach her heart. So, you know, a lot of this, like, kind of goes both ways. Teal, any thoughts you have it sounds like there's a lot of really smart men watching too, who are wanting to connect with their partners. How much would you say this kind of goes both ways? And do you have any tips for any men watching out there?
Oh, to all my men, thank you for being here. I'm so glad you're here. And yes, your ladies are going to love you for this. I don't really usually think about it from the man's perspective very often because I'm so used to supporting women. But for the men, vulnerability, it's the same message. Vulnerability is your biggest source of strength. And if you can really show up in a place of being vulnerable for your woman, from a place of processing your emotions first, but then communicating how you're feeling, it is naturally going to help her to open up her heart. And if she's struggling with that, but she sees you being so secure and being able to do that for yourself, it will naturally help her to do the same. So it really does. It works both ways.
Yeah, as a masculine energy partner, and for all the ladies watching, you know, something to look out for if you're single and dating, right? It's like creating that safe space or that kind of safe container for her to be in her feelings, like almost like facilitating her feelings, right? For all the men asking, start asking your woman, how are you feeling? You know, how does it feel? How did work feel today? Just switching it a little bit, it kind of facilitates that connection. These are great. Tanu says, wow, this is so amazing, valuable information. Thank you for helping women learn more about this. Julia says, I started practicing when I entered the dating world. I couldn't believe the reaction I would get from those masculine men. The ones that were not welcoming to my feminine side were the bad eggs. I was shamed for it, but that was with the wrong man. Now I know what I want and I'm getting such amazing results. Wow. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy to hear that, Julia. Thank you so much for sharing. If you feel comfortable, what exactly did you do that helped you get the result for that? Someone else asking, does this work on an emotionally unavailable man? One of the top questions I get from videos like this. Teal, do you have anything to say on emotionally unavailable men and how much would this work on somebody like that?
Oh, that's powerful. Yes. My heart goes out to emotionally unavailable men and women, right? And usually, for the most part, it's because they've never been taught to connect to their heart. And that's why they are emotionally unavailable. So they may just be just attracting these types of people that also keep them in that place where they don't have to touch their emotions. And if you can be that guiding light, that lighthouse that shines this idea and this new vision, this new perspective of a way of being in relationships, it can help them to open up. But I would recognize that if you already know that this is how they are, that it can be challenging for them to change. They have to be willing and wanting to change. So it's just going to be about you showing up in this space always, regardless of who you're there with. And if they want to make that change, they'll naturally feel inspired to do it by being in your presence. And you'll know within a few times or a few months of being with them whether or not they're making that shift to change or not.
That was so beautiful. I love getting a different perspective. I've done so many videos on, you know, emotionally unavailable men and how to interact with them, what to do. So yeah, the point of all of this is not to like make a guy who's emotionally unavailable magically transform into someone who's like can really do relationship and would be a good partner. The point of being vulnerable and expressing yourself is to see what he does with that information, right? See what he's capable of. Does he step up if you express a need or a boundary? Does he seem to want to honor your feelings and want to meet your needs and be there for you or not, right? And that is really good information for you to have. And it's good information for you to have quickly, right? So you want to start off doing this like right on the right foot. You don't want to hold yourself back for 6 months to a year, then finally open up, you know, and then only to find out that he's not someone who's really interested in connecting with you on that deeper level, right, Teal?
Yes, yes. And I want to add on something too about vulnerability, because it's so sacred, right? It's such a sacred space and it's so beautiful to practice. Like I really encourage you guys to try it. It's really fun. But you have to make sure that you are holding that safe space and that you're really ready to receive their feelings. If they do open up, I want you to really make sure that you are in a good heart space where you're not going to then come across and judge them for what they say or roll your eyes or get defensive or any of these other things. If you're really ready to open up and be vulnerable, you have to make sure that you're continuing to hold that space, because if you react in a way that doesn't make them feel safe after they share, they're not going to want to open up again. So it's a very safe like space that you need to create for them.
Yeah, this is, can you see these comments, Teal? They're so amazing. Know. Oh my gosh. I can't wait for you to watch this and see that. Yeah, you guys, your questions and comments are so amazing. I think this might be the most live viewers we've ever had at this time. So thank you guys so much. Let's see. Julia says, I started listening to positive uplifting videos, coming in touch with my feminine energy. Never knew this side of myself. I'm such a happier, more peaceful place. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm so happy to hear that. Sina says, hi, Helena and Teal. I've just started dating someone that just got out of a long-term relationship. How do I know if he's over her and not just with me as a rebound? That's a great question, Teal. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. And then I'll share everything I have to say.
Oh, that's really, really good for you to recognize, Lena. I'm really glad that you are even being aware enough to notice like, okay, I gotta be careful about this. At this point, I would really continue to just keep your options open. This is going to be something for you to just observe and watch. You'll know really, really easily and quickly if he's just treating you as a rebound or if this is really something that he's wanting to pursue. But and you'll know that by the way that he shows up around you, if he's really being present with you, if he's showing committed steps to wanting to be with you regularly and express himself with you, or if he's kind of being hot and cold and giving a little bit and then running away. So in this time, just allow him this spaciousness. Don't even try and put anything on him. That's why I'm saying continue to keep your options open in this time so that you can just feel really free flowing with it. Allow a really genuine friendship to develop, because put yourself in his shoes. If you had just gotten out of a relationship, you're probably just going to need some time. Even if you met the most beautiful, amazing person and you're ready to go into it, it's good to give yourself some time and some spaciousness. So allow him to have that spaciousness while being completely warm and inviting, and he'll naturally gravitate towards you and decide when he's ready.
So such valuable advice, Teal. I love that. Yeah, sometimes men on the rebound, just like we can do this too if we get into a rebound relationship, they seem so open. They seem, but what it is they're just kind of transferring that. It's almost like a silhouette of another person, and you're able to just kind of slide right in. And they seem super open emotionally, but it's because they haven't healed from that past breakup yet. And not to say that's your situation. We don't know anything about the details of your situation, but just like Teal said, take your time. It's like this slow burn process, right? Don't just jump right in, because the last thing we'd want is for you to overinvest yourself only to find out that he's not ready. He's not ready for something serious yet. So you guys, your comments are amazing. Let's see. There's so many good ones. If you guys have more questions about this, let me know. This is great. Oh, so I'm going to send her this video. So hopefully she'll open her heart. I love that. There was another one from a man that was really great. Yeah, you guys, look, there are so many great men out there who are, one question I get from women all the time is like, well, you know, are men doing this too? Are they trying to improve themselves? And like, there's so many great men out there that are watching videos trying to be good partners to their women. So hopefully you guys are like getting that sense too watching this. I love that. Someone's asking about a man who's hot and cold and how to apply these tools in that situation. Teal, anything you have to say about the hot and cold man?
It's going to be the same thing, ladies. It's going to be about connecting to that vision of the woman that you get to be. That I think about it as a goddess, right? This goddess essence of just open-hearted vulnerability, just sweet, nurturing, magnetic energy, and really not caring, really knowing in yourself that the right man is going to come toward you and he's going to want to commit to you. And so if this hot and cold man is coming back and forth, continue to be warm and inviting, continue to be open and vulnerable, while still allowing yourself to know that I can express my heart, I can express my feelings and my needs, but I don't need it from him. This is just what I need in general. And so if you want to be that man for me, beautiful, but if you're not, that's okay. And really connecting with yourself and letting that be okay. And that's the energy that's going to actually make those hot and cold men stop being so hot and cold if they're really ready.
Yeah, absolutely. We can tend to like almost place our worth and our self-esteem and our mood on what a man's doing and not doing. So a man comes on strong and it feels incredible. Then he ignores us and then we feel terrible. So you want to really anchor yourself right where you are, right? And not like let yourself get so swept up in this rubber band man or this hot and cold man. Let's see. What about trust issues from both sides? How do we turn that around? He says he has a problem trusting me. And therefore, he has a problem opening up. And I feel the same. Wow, what a powerful question, Teal. Anything you have to say about trust issues and how this relates to unlocking a man's heart?
Yes, yes. Well, if he's saying he's not trusting you, once again, everything that a man is showing up for you is a reflection of yourself. And I know that can be hard to hear sometimes, but it's just a really good way for you to look inward. And it sounds like you've already recognized that you also have some trust issues. So if he's telling you he's not trusting you, it's because there's an essence that you don't trust yourself. And so I would really, really think about that and do some reflection for yourself about what is it? Why do I have trust issues? Where does that stem from? Why am I still allowing those fears to be projected into this relationship? And am I really, really ready to let go? Because at a point in time, when you really want to fall in love, it is a little bit of a risk and it is a little bit of a jump. And even though you may have had past experiences that made you feel like you can't trust, at a point you have to let that go so that you can open up space for something else to happen. And it doesn't mean to just open up your heart and give him your heart and be like, I hope you trust, you know, I trust you to hold on to this. Just letting that unfold small and slowly. But it is going to be about really connecting and building back up that trust within yourself.
That was beautiful. Yeah. Something I always say is like, you don't have to really worry about trusting a man as long as you trust yourself and just trust life and just kind of like know that things are always working out for you. The right man for you is right around the corner. If it's not this one, there's better man for you on the way. It's like, what's your philosophy on life? Once you start to trust yourself, that's what really allows you to attract a man that you trust and who trusts you too, right? You can't really trust a man any more than you trust yourself and your own feelings and boundaries and intuition. I'm getting distracted by all these great comments.
I want to jump on that for a second, Helena, because what you said is so beautiful and I don't want it to get lost. Like, I know that it's so easy sometimes when we're watching videos to just like listen to it and it washes over and it feels good. And then you go back to your old self and you're like, ah, oh, I'm still stuck. I want you to really hear what Helena said here. And I say it as well, that the right man really is right around the corner. And there really is such an abundance of men out there wanting to give to you. Like we were talking about, there are men watching these YouTube videos wanting to learn how to please women in the right way. So I want you to really recognize that this is a belief that you can have. And if you don't have that belief, that's where it starts. You got to shift the belief and know that there is not a scarcity of men out there. There is an abundance of men out there waiting for you. So are you ready to believe that for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully some of these amazing like success stories in the chat, like Teal, I can't wait for you to see that. Julia says, I've attracted the masculine man that caters to my feminine side. I love it. Watching all your videos on feminine energy and enchantment have helped me get to this place. Oh my gosh. That makes me like gonna cry reading some of these. You guys, Purple Fantasy says, feminine energy is not about initiating, but receiving. It's a question. And do you think we should wish him good morning every day to have them come to us? Oh, great question. So yes, feminine energy is about receiving. Masculine energy is about initiating. So if for everyone watching, if you can just think of yourself as like constantly responding to a man, he texts you, you text him back, right? He calls, you answer, you know, he leaves a message, you call him back. So of course you can initiate sometimes, but when you're coming from a place of lack or coming from a place of, I'm going to do this to try to get him to open his heart and come towards me, I would say, no, you're not at the place where you can initiate. I would just practice leaning back and receiving his energy, receiving his love and attention and time and affection. Then once you kind of get that feeling down into every cell of your body, what it feels like receiving from a man, then of course, if you're feeling super confident and you know a man's crazy about you, sure, go ahead and text him good morning. You can do anything coming from that place. But if you're coming from a place of trying to get this man to open up or get him to do something, I would say, no, just don't lean forward in that moment. Keep leaning back. Teal, what would you say?
Oh, beautifully said, Helena. I love that. It's like, think about it like having a cup being empty or overflowing. So if you're in a place of feeling empty or feeling like you need to get something to fill you up, then you're not in a place to be initiating. But if you're already just overflowing with love, you've been just pouring love on yourself, you're just giving it out to everyone, then naturally, absolutely, you can give that out to him and he's gonna love it.
Yeah, something I always say is like, what are you hoping will happen? For everyone watching, before reaching out to a man, you can ask yourself, what am I hoping will happen? And if you can answer that strongly, like, well, I'm gonna send him this text because I'm hoping he'll respond and we'll have a conversation and reconnect things, then you know you have an agenda, you're trying to make something happen that's not really being vulnerable. But if you can answer it like, what am I hoping will happen? And it's like, well, nothing, I'm just hoping, I'm just bored and I'm just feeling, like Teal said, I'm so full of love and I just wanna share that, then go for it. You can really do whatever you want when you're coming from this place of abundance and feeling confident. A lot of times women who are coming to us aren't at that place. They're at a place where they're feeling insecure and they're wanting to make something happen with a man who's not freely doing it on his own. That's when we always recommend leaning back, right? So these are such great questions. Renola says, when you're not emotionally charged, he stays and opens up. He honors my vulnerability. He spends time with me. He shares things with me that are emotionally taxing to him. Would love to go deeper. Yeah, it sounds like you're on the right track, Renola. It sounds like you're doing everything right. I mean, Teal, what would you say in terms of like going deeper and getting to those deeper levels of intimacy and emotional connection with a man? Mm.
Well, something that just came up for me is that I want to make sure that when we're talking about vulnerability and we're talking about being this nurturing, sweet goddess, that this doesn't get confused with being mothering or like overly caring and overly overbearing, because a lot of times when we start to try and be intimate and build up that intimacy and that vulnerability, I've seen this with clients where they try and almost force it. They try and force the intimacy. They say, how are you feeling? Tell me how you're feeling. What's going on? You know, like open up to me. And it has to feel natural and it has to feel very much like they are wanting to do it. And so just recognize that if you're wanting to take it deeper into in more intimacy, you don't want to push it onto them. It really has to come from them. And it's just going to continue to be from sharing how you're feeling and allowing that to receive their intimacy as they're ready for it, but not not pushing it onto them, because that's the mothering thing. How are you doing? Are you doing okay? How can I help you? You know, it's still about just receiving their intimacy by being intimate, being vulnerable yourself.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You said that so beautifully. And it can be, and trust me, like I can still get into this, like, oh, you like the, like almost like nurturing kind of mode, mothering mode, which is actually masculine energy in a lot of ways. If you're doing, if it's coming from a place of doing and giving, so actually masculine energy qualities. Most people aren't familiar. They think of it as like feminine, but it's actually, if you're trying to make something happen or get some connection happening between you and a man, you're coming from a results-oriented masculine energy place. So yeah, I would encourage you to do just what Teal said, lean back, get into that receiving mode, then share yourself coming from this vulnerable place where you're not attached to the outcome or the result, or trying to like force the guy to open up. For everyone watching, have you ever tried to get a man to talk when he's not at a place where he wants to talk? I know I certainly have, and that never works. It always just pushes him further away. I know I'm right about that, right? Do you all have you ever experienced that?
Oh, yeah.
So good. Okay, let's see. Kaylin says, I really enjoy learning from you. I'm putting my new knowledge in play with a new guy that I've been talking to, and he's eating it up. Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Someone's saying, what's the link to Teal's site? Oh, great question. Yeah, it's in the description right now. You guys can go check that out. Teal has a free gift that she's going to, we'll talk a little bit more about that at the end. Also, I believe there's a link to your scheduler where people can sign up for a free session with you too, right, Teal?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is something I absolutely love doing with women, actually connecting with you one-on-one over a video call and just giving you 30 minutes to hold space for a free love breakthrough session. And on those calls, I help women to really have a breakthrough. So if that's something that you're feeling like you want to connect one-on-one, definitely take advantage of this gift and schedule time with me. Yeah.
That is so generous. Yeah, that's right now. You might have to close the chat if you're on the phone, but it's in the description. It's the first two links in the description. First one is Teal's free gift. The second one is a link to apply for a free session with her, which is amazing. Let's see. So many great questions. What are some good signs you're being mentally abused? And also, please explain further leaning back. I'm loving it. Okay, so that's for Miss Chronic Chronicles. Teal, do you have anything to say on that? I would say, you know, pay attention to how you're feeling. Your feelings are like your best friends here. They're indicators that things are going well or that something is amiss. So rather than being up in your head searching for red flags or signs, how are you feeling about yourself when you're with this man, both when he's right in front of you and when he's not right in front of you? Do you feel comfortable being yourself and opening up, or do you feel like you're not quite good enough? You have to prove yourself to him. Do you feel anxious, insecure? Those are some signs that something's off in the dynamic. Teal, what do you have to say on that?
I love this. Oh my gosh, Elena, we are just on the same brainwave. It's beautiful. That was really beautifully said. I would just add too to that, that I would really check in with your own boundaries. And you'll know really easily when you know what your boundaries are and what your needs are, whether or not they're being crossed, and whether he's being emotionally abusive. And so as you start to recognize, these are my boundaries, I don't want to be yelled at, I don't want to be taken advantage of, I don't want to be disrespected. If you see him starting to do that, then yes, you know that's an indicator that he is being emotionally abusive. And that's time for you to pull back and give some space and put the focus back on you again and build up your own confidence and your self-worth again.
Absolutely. Yes. She also asked to explain leaning back further. Yeah, I'd love to talk. I mean, I talk so much about leaning back in my programs and some of my other videos. I would love to talk about it as it relates to this topic in particular, Teal. So from my perspective, and then I'd love to hear everything you have to say. Sorry, my hair keeps getting tangled in this microphone. It's driving me crazy. I've been having microphone issues all day today. sorry. So yeah, leaning back physically, mentally and emotionally, leaning back. That's getting into your feminine energy, everything we've been talking about here. So next time you're with a man, for everybody watching, try physically leaning back in your chair or on the couch, wherever you are. If he is a masculine energy man, if he's into you, he will instinctively start to come towards you. That is a physical demonstration of how this energy exchange works, right? Also mentally leaning back and emotionally, a lot of women think they're leaning back, they think they're being feminine, but they're actually very much leaning forward mentally or emotionally by obsessing about a guy or constantly thinking about him, even if he's not right in front of her. So leaning back is like one of the simplest, quickest things you can do to get you that result of a man coming back towards you. Because I know we also wanted to talk about bringing a man close in this video. So Teal, let's talk a little bit about leaning back or any other ways to bring a man close as it relates to this topic of unlocking his heart. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Well, leaning back, I love what you said physically. It is so fun. It's not games. It's just fun, like energy dynamics. And so it's really fun to practice that. So definitely practice that physically. Emotionally leaning back and mentally leaning back really does mean about actually imagining your thoughts as little like protruding energy forces. And so every time you are sending out thoughts about a man, you are thinking about them, you're strategizing, you are planning, you are just hoping and wishing that things are going to move in a direction, that's almost like literally sending out energetic protruding messages forward. And so that is energetically and mentally leaning forward. It sounds kind of weird because you can't really see it, but that's what's happening. And so mentally leaning back really does mean about training your mind to actually shift those thoughts inward and shift those thoughts back to you. So when you're thinking about, oh gosh, I wonder what he's doing. Oh gosh, I wonder what he's thinking. Oh gosh, I wish he would text me. That's sending energy leaning forward. So catching yourself in that moment and saying, ah, okay, I'm thinking about him. How can I really turn that back onto myself? How can I really do something that makes me feel good in this moment? Knowing that, wow, when I'm feeling good, he's probably thinking about me. So that's the energetic of shifting and leaning back. And when you do that physically, mentally, and emotionally, it naturally brings him closer. Like Helena says, it's literally an instinctual thing. Men are so good at being able to just feel our energy, whether it's pushing forward or a leaning back. And so if you can really put that energy and focus back on you, finding new hobbies, just really putting the focus on what makes me happy, what do I want to do today? That energy is almost pulling him in without you even having to do or say anything. It was literally energetically sending out vibrations of come here, come here, come here. I'm happy. I'm joyful. I am whole. I am complete. I am ready to receive you. And then they have space to come forward.
Beautiful. That you explained that so just amazingly. I love that. Julia says, true story. I have to remind myself to do that every time I lean back. He's right there to pick up the slack. We get extremely relaxed and men love seeing us relaxed. Someone else says, so real, so true, makes sense, leaning forward versus leaning back. Yeah, great, great question. Katharina has another interesting question. This one's really good. She says, normally my boyfriend is always ready to talk and I shut down. How do I change that? Because I want to take a nap and process my feelings before we talk, but he wants to talk in the moment. Ooh, that is great. Kath and Teal, I would love to hear what you have to say on this. I would say, what's the most vulnerable thing you could say in that moment? Could you say something like, wow, I'm feeling a lot of things right now. I'm processing all my emotions and I would love to continue this conversation. Maybe if I took a nap or went for a walk really quick, I could process some of these emotions and come back and talk it out then, right? Rather than just shutting down and pulling away, staying open means staying open to what's going on with you. So even saying something like, oh, I'm feeling really triggered right now. I think I need to take a break and a step back. And can we continue this conversation later? And when would be a good time to do that? Teal, what would you have to say for a woman who tends to shut down when some of these things come up?
Yeah, great, great question. And that's really natural. It's okay. It's okay that you are the one that may be a little bit more closed off. And I really love what you said, Helena, about it, letting it be okay to take the space. That's really the most important thing. It goes back to what I was saying earlier about being in your emotions versus processing them and then communicating your feelings. So let it be okay that you are not able to have that conversation right now and recognize it's because you just have a lot of emotions swirling around and you don't want to be reactive. And you can share that with him and say exactly what Helena was saying with the scripting. I'm feeling a lot of emotions right now. I don't really know how to process them. Is it okay if I take some time and come back to you? And that is going to have so much more of a deep conversation when you can just take a little space, not close down, but just recognize what it is and process it, even write it out, what you're feeling, what you want to say, and then come back to it from an objective place when you're not feeling emotional and have that intimate conversation. That's going to just deepen that bond so much. And he's going to love you for that. He's going to respect you for that.
So true. It's so true. Yeah. You can't, when you're triggered, when you're feeling strong emotions, you can't really communicate consciously in that moment. Like you go into fight or flight mode. When you say you shut down, you might be going into fight or flight mode, and you actually lose oxygen in your brain. Your blood is getting redirected to your limbs. It goes back to like caveman days, and we'd have to actually fight or flee or freeze. And you might have a hard time. That's kind of a lot of men. It happens to them. They get flooded with strong emotions, and they're like a circuit board that just shuts down. And it doesn't mean they don't care about you. It doesn't mean that they're just like punishing you. It's just, that's like the way their brains are hardwired. So important to like become aware of some of these things. Let's see. Purple Fantasy says, that's true. Every time I feel good, he starts to think about me and contacts me. I wonder how guys pick up our energy. Yeah, it is so true. They are so sensitive to our energy, right? We can tend to think men are clueless, but they're actually not. They're actually very sensitive, and they can tell when we're trying to get him to do something. They can tell when we're playing games. They can tell when we're not being authentic, right, Teal?
Yes. And it is the sweetest, most yummy, juicy feeling when you get to that place where you're just like, I'm okay in my emotions and my feelings, and I want to hold space for you and your feelings, and we can just have this safe space. They love you for it so much. And that's what allows that heart-to-heart connection. That's what men are craving, and that's the way that they fall in love. They can't fall in love through your head. They can't fall in love through your body. They have to fall in love through your heart. So this is really a huge priority if you're struggling with this.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. Someone's asking, I want a session with Teal, but I can't see the link. Yeah, you have to close the live chat, and then it's just in the description. And I can, if it's not working for some reason, post it in the comment section after the replay, and we'll include a link to that. But it should be there now. Someone else says, what if the guy is very interested in your life, but he doesn't talk much about himself? He loves my company. It sounds like he's not opening up about himself, right? So Teal, any tips on how to get a guy to open up and confide in you a little more?
That is a really, really good question. I got to connect into my heart for that one, because that's not one I hear all the time. Yeah, what I'm sensing is that this man is still just not feeling safe to open up to you yet. He's not sensing that it feels safe to share about his life. And that may be based on the direct way that you're showing up, or maybe just from his own experiences in his past that it wasn't safe to show up in front of women. And so just really honor that and allow him to have that space. Don't try and force it out of him, but just continue to show up like we're talking about being that open, vulnerable, safe space for him to confide in when he's ready. And he'll sense that. And over time, he'll start to feel more safe and more comfortable to open up with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And sometimes it takes men a little while to like get in the habit of doing something new, especially when it comes to being vulnerable and confiding in you. So anytime he says anything about himself, really go, ooh, it feels so good. Like, let him know the impact that had on you and how you really enjoy connecting and how good that makes you feel. Katharina said, you're amazing, ladies. Oh yeah. Go ahead, Teal. Do you have anything to add there?
Yeah, one other thing I was thinking too is just continue to share the vision of the man that you want to continue to be around as well. Like, it would feel so nice to know more about you. It feels so nice with the man that I'm with that we can really share a lot about our lives and really know deep about each other's pasts, and just see how he feels about that so that he knows where you're at. Because he just may not know too about what it is that you need. Maybe he doesn't think you want to know much about his past.
Yeah, absolutely. The woman who asked the question about when she shuts down, she says, thank you, because normally when I shut down, he wants to talk about it right then and there, and I'm not ready. It makes me feel like he doesn't give me enough space. Makes me feel overwhelmed. I don't feel like feeling that, but thankfully he cares and is patient. Yeah, I would look for, if he's generally a good guy and he wants to work on things, I would see the good in. I mean, so many men are the opposite. They shut down and withdraw. It's kind of a rare man who wants to stick in there and have that conversation. So appreciate that him for that, right? You know, say like, I would love to keep talking about this with you, and I don't want to say something I don't mean right now. I'm feeling a little triggered. Or just what you said here so beautifully, Katharina, I'm feeling overwhelmed. Would feel a lot better just to kind of take a break from this and then continue later. So yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Tiffany says, that's my new mantra, happy, whole, and complete. I love that. So good. Donnie says, wow, so many good points. How will he know if you're thinking about him? Is it possible? I get that question all the time, Teal. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Like, the fact that men can feel our vibe, right? How does this work? And can men actually tell when you're up in your head trying to make something happen with him?
Yes, yes. Well, yes, absolutely. They can tell when you're up in your head, just as you can tell when you're up in your head. You're not as relaxed. You're not as free flowing. It can be a little bit more tight and tense. Sometimes even the energy and the tone of your voice can be different versus when you're really in a relaxed place. So they can definitely sense it when you're around them. But when they're not around, if you want to know how they're thinking about you, I would just imagine that they're always thinking about you. Oh, it feels so good to know that my man is always thinking about me. Put that out there. Put that out there as an energy. That's a receiving energy too. Wow, it feels so good to just be basking in the love that this man is pouring on me. And at the end of the day, the bigger question is why do you feel the need to know that he's thinking about you? I mean, obviously it always feels good to know that someone's thinking about you, but it shouldn't be the determiner and the validation for yourself. That's something that should already be within you. And that if he's thinking about you, that's just icing on the cake of your already incredible life.
Amazing. And yeah, that was beautiful, Teal. Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone watching. If we didn't get to your questions, maybe post them in the comment section after this video publishes. I think we got to all of them, but in case we missed them, Teal, maybe you can go through and answer questions if you have any time. And this was so amazing. This is the most live viewers I think we've ever had at this time. And I think my favorite live chat of all time, because this, it was just, you guys are amazing. Your success stories and the wonderful men who came and contributed to the conversation and all your takeaway points and your amazing questions and comments. So thank you guys so much. Teal, what are your last words of wisdom or any other last like tips or tools on how to unlock a man's heart and bring him close?
What comes to my mind immediately when you say that is actually a specific testimonial from a woman that I was working with where she said, ladies, the biggest thing I realized is that you don't have to go get the guy. And this is from a woman that after working with me, she became engaged and is happily just so much in her femininity now. And she was such a masculine woman for so long. She said, I really realized that you don't have to go get the guy. You don't have to go get the ring. That you really can just relax into the yumminess of life and of joy within yourself. And the rest just unfolds naturally. So that's really what I want to leave with you with. And that's really why I named my whole business Relax Into Love, because that's really what it's all about. It's about really relaxing into this essence and into this presence. And the rest will just follow naturally.
That is so beautiful. I just like that affected me very deeply as you said that. I'm like, ooh, I really felt that. Like you don't have to, not a single thing needs to happen right now. You know, if you can get into this whole, I love the idea of relax into love. It's very attractive, right? And you'll, when you kind of adopt this mindset and this attitude that things are always working out for you, and if he's the right man for you, he's going to want to come towards you all on his own without any like pressure or prompting on your end, right? So that was amazing. Thank you so much, Teal. And let's talk about your free gift for a second. It's so funny. I know we wanted to keep this to 30 minutes, but this is like, this was so fun. And you guys were, I love your comments and questions. This was amazing. So yeah, what free gift do you have for everyone? It's available now for everyone watching in the description.
Yes, yes. So I have two free gifts for all you ladies. The first one is just a really fun free guide called The 8 Principles to Becoming Magnetic to Men. Really fun guide, has got a lot of juicy nuggets in there. So definitely go and check that out and download that for free. It's my gift to you. And the second gift is, like I was mentioning earlier on the call, I am opening up my schedule for a free 30-minute love breakthrough session where I actually get on the call with you. And we talk about exactly where you're at, what you're struggling with, and I'm going to help you have a breakthrough on that call. So if that's something that you're really ready for and you're wanting to take advantage of, please do that. It's so much fun. It's my highlight of my day, getting to actually connect with you women in person.
I love that. Yeah. I'm just reading these last comments. You guys, you're welcome. And thank you so much. And we learned, like, I'm just speaking personally, I learn as much from you guys watching and commenting that as much as you learn from me, I learn from you too, letting us know what works, what's challenging for you. This is amazing. Tiffany said, I love this, relax into the yumminess. Nathan says communication is the key to all relationships. Totally agree, Nathan. Relax into love. Awesome advice. Thank you so much, ladies. You're amazing. Thank you. This just is like overwhelmingly positive and amazing. So I would love to do this again with you, Teal. Maybe over on my channel sometime soon. That would be awesome. And this was so great. For everyone watching, thank you so much. Feel free to give this video a comment. Let us know your experiences with this and share it with a girlfriend who could maybe use this information. We love hearing from you. Have a great weekend. And Teal, thank you so much again. I hope to talk with you soon.
Thank you, Helena. Such a joy as always. Bye, ladies.